It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hello there. Welcome to this week's episode of the show. Thanks for joining us. Of course, you can follow us on social media at Scotty Myers on Twitter, Scotty Myers Show on Facebook and Instagram. I'm your host, Scotty Myers, joined with my wife, Natalie. You don't like the big introductions.
I don't. I don't like any introductions. There should be no introductions. It's me.
you just want to be like the nameless, faceless voice?
That is what I am, isn't it?
No. No.
My zits aren't going away. I'd like to be faceless for a little longer. And you know what? Sometimes lockdowns aren't so bad when you've got adult hormonal acne all over your face.
Isn't this like a chance to relive your teens?
No, I never had acne ever. So now it's like my body's giving me that, hey, remember those awkward years where you were actually kind of cute? They're gone forever. Now you're a bag of pimples.
You're still kind of cute.
That's sad. I need sun or something.
Yeah, that'll help. That'll help. I remember a wise man once said the sun just gets rid of everything.
Who said that?
I think it was Trump.
Right. Well, vitamin D is good for your skin, good for you, but just, you know, you can't be out in the sun.
No, but you take vitamin D.
I do, but I guess like the sun is better for it.
Yeah, you're probably correct.
I was kind of hoping and relying on you to make a dick joke with the vitamin D reference.
Really? I don't think it would help you.
It's past. Moving on.
And knowing that, I think you would need more than what I can give you.
Yeah, I need it to reach my face.
I can get to your belly button at best. I said at best.
Maybe if you pull out. You're having some issues with your vitamin D.
Major issues with my vitamin. Well, I don't know if it's my vitamin D or the things connected.
It's your dick. I'm talking about your dick.
No, I know. Well, I was getting there. I was going to say things connected to my vitamin D. You got to relax. I'm having, I think it's like a UTI, like a urinary tract infection based on WebMD. It's that or I'm dying.
And I feel naive saying this, but I didn't know men could get them. I guess because I've never really like met a guy who had one.
Oh, thanks.
It's more common for a woman, isn't it?
Even the pharmacist, when I took the prescription for the antibiotics, he was like, hey, what are you taking this for? And I was like, we think it's either a UTI or a bladder infection. Usually women get those. It's like,
oh, no. And cats.
Yeah, I was like, shut the fuck up, dude. Get my pills. Like, who gives a shit why I need them? But yeah, like the last week or so, it started kind of only at night and it's gotten worse. And that's what kind of alarmed me. And at first we thought it was just, you know, I drink a lot of drinks throughout the day. And sometimes right up till we go to bed, I'm drinking liquid. And so we thought at first it was just that. But we cut that down and then it just kind of progressively got worse. Like even through the day now, it's either like I have to go or I feel like I have to go. Mm-hmm. And so I Googled it and it said like it could be a minor UTI or bladder. And so I called the doctor and they're like, they freaked me out because they were like, you got to come in right away.
Well, when you did get your appointment and they made you pee in the cup and then tested it, they kind of brought up diabetes.
Yeah.
So that, and you know what, from like my dad was just recently diagnosed with early onset diabetes, which they said that you have a chance to reverse it because it's so early on. This was also a man who in his, how old was he? Was born in 53. So he's like 67.
I'm terrible with that math.
67, 60. Yeah. I know my mom's turning 70. Anyway, but he eats like a box of popsicles in a night.
Because he's five.
He's like a five-year-old, 70-year-old man. And he's always kind of been like that. And I think it's kicking him in the ass. So I wonder if it's a COVID thing that people are in lockdown. No one's really taking care of themselves when everything's closed and shut down, or especially last year when it all started. People were drinking a lot heavier, maybe eating shitty foods because they thought, oh, this is just a vacation. And then it just kind of went on for a year and a half. And now like things are starting, those habits are starting to bite people in the ass. So they probably were worried you have diabetes.
Maybe. Yeah. So I go to the appointment and I walk in And, you know, the receptionist lady's there. And she's like, you know, name. I tell her, Scott. Oh, yeah, okay. Hands me a piss cup right away. She's like, go pee in this. And I had peed here before I left. And I was like, well, okay, I'll try and squirt something out for you. And well, I, no problem.
That's what you say to me on Friday nights.
And I always, it's the weirdest handoff.
Because I've had kind of gross.
Because I've had to do this before. So you got the little cup and you pee in the little cup and then you finish peeing in the bathroom and then you wipe the sides of the cup because there might be some
spillage.
You're
trying to be courteous.
Be some spillage. And then you put the lid back on and you've got this warm cup of piss.
Lemonade.
Lipton cup of piss. And you walk back out and she didn't say like put it there on the counter or anything like that. She was. Put her hand out. And I was here you go. And she, like, I handed it to her by the lid.
Yeah.
So she grabbed the bottom. So she grabbed all warm pee.
I guess seen it all before, handled it before.
Yeah. And then she took it in the room, cracked it open.
Yeah.
And
fresh.
Put a stick in it.
You're pregnant.
Right away. And then left a stick and was like, oh, the doctor will be here in a minute. And I was like, oh, okay. Like in my head, I was like, oh, that must be for infection. That's what they're doing. That's the test. And the doctor comes in and obviously we go over the symptoms and everything like that. And then she scared me with the diabetes thing because she was like, obviously we start talking about frequent urination. We have to start worrying about diabetes. Mm-hmm. Now I had blood work done in February. So she brought that up and she was like, no, your blood work's actually really good. So that's not an issue. And the stick doesn't show any sugar.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, that's what the stick. But the stick also showed like white blood cells and they were a minor reaction there.
Okay.
So that's why we figure. So she gave me my pills that the pharmacist mocked. Oh, usually only women take these. And he's so lucky everybody's behind glass now.
Yeah, there's nothing like a pharmacist getting a little too personal. Like, I got new medication recently, and I had the pharmacist ask, like, oh, is this for, like, some, you know, it's like, personal. I'm like, okay, I know I've come here before. We've interacted before at the Walmart pharmacy, but, like, what if it isn't, or none your business? Like, yeah. Well, and then you don't want to say, like, do I say yes?
And this guy just seems so bothered by everything. So, like, do you have a profile here? Yes, I give him my name and he brings it up. And I said to him, my insurance has changed. Mm-hmm. Put me on the pay no mind list. Like, I didn't say shit to him. Oh, well, I'm working on something right now. Putting pills in a bottle. That's what you're working on.
Why does it take them so long?
You're either putting pills in a bottle or you're putting Lego together back there. Well, what else are you fucking working on?
Explain to me.
And then he's like, so give me about 15 minutes. Yeah, okay, no problem.
Yeah. That's normal.
So then he comes and he's telling me, but he says it's like sun sensitive. And he's like, so it's supposed to be nice out this weekend. So careful. Like, all right, what am I fucking a vampire now? Well, like, am I going to disintegrate?
They don't want you to sunburn.
You know, so, and then he gets to the cash and he goes, so your insurance didn't work. Yeah, I've got different. I fucking told you. And I go, so, oh yeah, no, I have different insurance. And like, he was like, oh, I got to do it again then.
Jeez.
So he like goes back to another computer.
You're inconveniencing him.
Somehow, my lady piss pills just set this guy's whole evening into a tizzy, is how I felt.
Yeah.
And then usually, like, I get them at the grocery store. Usually, they'll ring in your other stuff with the prescription. Didn't offer.
No.
Didn't say it. It was just like, take your pills, get the fuck out of my hair. I got to get back to my Lego kit. Like...
I feel bad for pharmacists whenever I have other items and they're like, would you like me to ring those in for you? And I always say no.
Really?
That's not what I know that they can, but there's this respect level of like, you're not a sales clerk. You're not a cashier. You're ringing in my medication, but I don't need you to ring in my chocolate bar and my cat food and tampons. Like...
Yeah, but it would have saved me going from there to another. It's a courtesy.
No.
It's a courtesy. I had three other items. It's not like I had a cart full of groceries and was like, you want to ring these through too? you know, I had three other very handheld items. And yeah, so it was very bizarre.
But don't you also feel like you're stealing? Like, even though you have a receipt and nowadays where they don't give you plastic bags, what if you forgot your bag? Now you're walking out of the grocery store or Walmart or wherever with... your medication, and then under that as a pile of junk food that you're going to eat tonight or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
you know, other items like a blender or something, and you have no bag, no real receipt handy, and you're just walking out from the back of the store.
Well, now it's funny you mentioned that. The other day on the weekend, I went and did grocery shopping, and I bought the wrong kind of beans for the chili. And I was like, I'll take them back. And then I realized, oh, fuck, I actually tossed the receipt. I don't have the receipt. I was like, oh, I'm sure there's a customer service desk. As soon as you walk in,
yeah,
I'll just go right there and see if I can get it straightened out. They got rid of it. So I walked in and then I was like, well, I can go up to a cashier. But they're like in the grocery store. So I was like, they're going to think I just picked these up off the shelf because I don't have a receipt. I don't have a bag. I don't have anything except, hey, here's these can of beans that look exactly like the ones on the shelf. I'd like to exchange them for another can of, like, they're just going to be like, no.
Right.
So I was quickly like, I'm in the store. I got this can of beans. I left. And then I was like, I just walked out with a can of beans. I've got no receipt. I've got not, like, somebody, security could have stopped me and been like, sir, what's in your pocket? And I would have been like, can of beans I bought earlier.
My family is very hungry.
I don't know how that would have went over. Thankfully, they didn't. But I had a moment of like, as I was walking out, like mentally trying to prepare for, excuse me, sir.
Check the tapes. I was here 10 minutes ago.
I just would have paid for them again.
Yeah.
I would have been, a couple bucks would have been, you know, worth it. But Jesus. So that's my whole thing. So hopefully this works. The doctor was very much like, if this doesn't work within the week, then come back. And she was like, normally I would send your sample off for thorough testing so that we knew exactly what it was, but they're not doing that testing right now.
Right.
Because of COVID. In my head it's like, so everybody's just doing COVID tests now? Like nobody can get anything else checked. So if you have something else,
see ya.
Good luck. Figure it out on your own, son. Like,
now let's go back to the urine cup. When you were, did you have to interact with other people?
No,
like, you didn't have to walk by people. So the last time I did a pee cup thing at a doctor a while ago, it was like when I lived in Ontario. My doctor's office was separate from the main waiting area.
Okay.
So there was this large room where there was everyone's chair, and that's where you could do like blood collection. But my doctor's office was a door in that room into, you know, another waiting area. But there was no bathroom in my doctor's area. So when they gave me the pee cup, I had to go out into this like emergency room like waiting area with hundreds of seats to the bathroom that faces everyone, and you come out with your pee cup and everyone's like turns and looks, and you're like, just care. So I had to do it there a couple times, and I would wrap it in paper towel, but it's still like, why are you carefully cradling
paper towel?
Now you complain too about peeing into the cup. Try doing that with your hand shoved into the toilet bowl.
Oh no, that would be...
And you're trying to control a tap with no on and off.
Yeah, to me that would be like being blindfolded, being spun around, and then going, okay, shoot hoops.
At least you can just,
I don't know where the hole is. I don't know what's going on.
And you can, you know, point it in like you're pouring water into a jug, or like from a jug into a glass, versus pee literally all over your hands, like pouring over your hands.
Yeah,
all
I got
over the
none
place
on my hands. Special though. As I think about it, second oddest hand off of a sample. The test after my vasectomy was the oddest one.
Very gross. We're all very gross people.
Well, especially since that one, they were like, okay, so you got to jerk off into this cup, and then you got to get it here because it has to be like alive. Like it can't, if it wasn't like, oh, I can jerk off in the morning, I'll take it after lunch. No. It was like, go shoot your load into the cup and race
right
to the testing place.
Yes.
And then go in and be like, hello, Miss Receptionist Lady, here's my jizz. Like it was that's also a very weird handoff. But you said you have to, so, and since these are lady piss pills that I have,
you know, clearly, men can get UTIs. So
well, no, I'm just going
by. They're antibiotics.
I'm
men
going
take
by the
antibiotics
pharmacist
for everything. He was just shaming you because he hated you.
For whatever reason.
Anyway.
So you've had them, I take it.
Yes. I've had many UTIs. You can get them from like, well, I would get them, TMI a little bit, I guess, if I hadn't had sex in a while. I don't know what causes it.
Maybe that's why I have one.
No, it's when you do it again. But like, I did get one. The last one, or only one I can kind of clearly remember, is that same kind of nagging. And because I had had them before, it was almost like a yeast infection where you just like, you see one symptom or feel one symptom and you're just like, fuck. Like, it just, it's a nuisance. It just ruins your whole day. Your whole just like, and it's all I can think about is how many times you'd go pee, how it hurts. And then, or like if it's a yeast infection, you're just like, now I got to go. But, and I'd always get yeast infections when I was broke. And I know men can get yeast infections.
Yes.
But like, not as often as women, I guess, or whatever. And I, you know, I didn't eat yogurt, and I know that's like a good thing for yeast infections. But like, I'd always have one when I was broke. So I would go to the grocery store or a pharmacy and see how much Monistat is or whatever. And they're always like $18, $15. Like, this is a travesty. These things should be free.
Well, they know they got you.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things. Like,
you can't just, I mean, with a UTI, okay, yeah, you could drink cranberry juice and maybe just put up with it for a while. I mean, hopefully it doesn't turn into something more tragic or worse. But a yeast infection, yeah, they can kind of clear up on their own. But you've got a good week, 2 weeks of fluffy discharge and itchy underpants. It really ruins your day.
You figure?
Lots of leg crossing and pseudo itching. Is that all TMI? I don't know. Listen, human beings are gross.
We are a very, very disgusting organism.
And then you think about like nurses and doctors that just, yeah, you're just casually taking a pee cup. Like, it's no big deal because you've seen worse.
Yeah. Like, I think about it sometimes, and, you know, listen, thankfully we have our brain and we have our opposable thumbs, but it, like, if it wasn't for those two things, we would not.
There's nothing really
There's no real reason why we dominate this planet. Like, you know, yeah. I read a thing today, like, frogs have been around for, like, 200 plus million years, and it's like, wow. Like, frogs. Like, you look at a frog and go, stupid little creature, hops around, doesn't do much. Been around longer than we have.
Wow, deep, Scott. I bet they get UTIs and yeast infections.
Oh, you see Kermit like all backed up with a UTI? That'd be rough.
Oh, Miss Piggy.
Oh, I gotta pee again. It's not easy having to pee. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see in a week. So hopefully by the time we do this next week, I'll be back to regular pissing.
One can only
Which is
dream.
What I'm gonna name my boat. Regular pissing. It's going to be a good name. You out?
Yep.
Yeah, time for geek news. There's a lot this week. A ton of geek news, as it were. So let's get right into it. We're going to start with Star Wars just because there's not a whole lot going on with Star Wars, but a little surprise popped up for Star Wars fans, especially if you're heading to any of the Disney parks soon. The Darksaber, which, of course, became very popular during The Mandalorian, but if you had watched Clone Wars and whatnot, you knew about the Darksaber previously. It popped up as a saber you can buy at the at Olga's Collectibles and whatnot in the Disney park. So really cool. Just something to keep an eye open if you're looking for a new, very cool collectible and you're lucky enough to be going to a Disney park soon. Grab yourself a Darksaber. Switching to G.I. Joe, we got our first look at the new Snake Eyes movie that is headed our way this summer. And different than what I expected. Really different. I knew it was going to be an origin story for Snake Eyes. And we kind of know Snake Eyes' backstory, right? Training in the with the ninjas, with Storm Shadow and whatnot. But this one seemed very action-focused, like, you know, a lot of like driving stunts in the trailer stuck out to me, a little bit of training with the ninjas. But the one big thing was that they only show his mask. He's not wearing it in any shots, really, that I can think of off the top of my head in this trailer. it's really a lot of unmasked snake eyes, which is, I mean, pretty much in G.I. Joe history a no-no. So I heard them talk about it, and they said they really wanted to, before they kind of locked the character into his signature look, get you to connect with the character more. And they thought to do that, he needed to, you know, have his face, which, I see the argument, but at the same time, it's like, I like snake eyes. I've already connected to the character. I'm already very connected to a lot of characters that have masks and that I've never seen their real face. So I don't know that I necessarily needed a movie where, I'm going to say, you know, based on their comments, at least half of it maybe, if not more, is Snake Eyes without his mask on. It's going to seem really odd to me. Having said that, the trailer looked good. Like, the action looked good. It looked like it would be a good world-building movie, because this is supposed to be kind of the start of a new G.I. Joe franchise. They're going to ignore the two films that came before and start fresh and start with Snake Eyes and build from there. So it looks like it could be a good first step for the relaunch of the G.I. Joe movie universe. And speaking of old toys that we loved, kind of making a comeback, we get to see some first images of the art for the new He-Man Netflix series that's coming. And I love the animation. Really love the animation. It looks not exactly like the old cartoon, but very close, like an updated version of the old cartoon. It still had that feel to it. It was instantly recognizable, but just modernized. And of course, Kevin Smith's the guy behind this, and he loves He-Man, knows the lore of the character. So I have a feeling the story is going to be good. And it is a continuation of that 80s show that we loved so much. So a good first step for He-Man there as well. Switching over to Marvel. The Doctor Strange 2 villain, supposedly revealed. Shuma Gorath is going to be the villain, according to rumors, for the Doctor Strange follow-up. Totally makes sense when you think about the character, because basically the character is the ruler of hundreds of dimensions. And, you know, basically Doctor Strange 2 is the multiverse of madness. So multiple dimensions, multiverses, it all kind of fits together really, really well. So that makes total sense for Doctor Strange 2. Also, we've got really good news for MODOK, the animated show with MODOK being voiced by Patton Oswalt. It opened to a perfect Rotten Tomatoes score. Now, I haven't checked to see if it kept its perfect score, but it was sitting at 100% for a little while. Really positive step for this show, and I've read nothing but great things. I'm very jealous of everybody that gets to watch this right now on Hulu in the US. It is coming to Canada, but the last I checked, it's not there. So a little disappointed in that. Very much looking forward to MODOK. Another Marvel television series seems to have found its directors. That's Secret Invasion. It's going to loosely adapt the comic book series of the same name and is going to give Nick Fury his biggest role yet. They found two directors, Thomas Bezschua, who did Let Him Go, and Ali Salim, who worked on The Looming Tower, have been hired to direct the series. Now, obviously, Marvel, Disney, they're still being a little hush-hush about the details of the project, but if you look at Secret Invasion from the comic books, it centers on the Skrulls, who we were introduced to in Captain Marvel, and they kind of infiltrate Earth by going deep undercover and impersonating key Marvel Universe figures for years before being discovered. So this could be interesting. A really cool story to adapt. I love that they're going to give Nick Fury kind of his own starring vehicle. So looking forward to this hitting Disney Plus at some point. It's only going to be a 6-episode event, and they're going to start shooting in Europe later this year, but no word exactly on a release date for that one yet. and another Marvel TV series. It seems like that's what they're focused on right now more than anything else. The animated series What If? We now have an idea on when that could be hitting Disney Plus. Looks like it could be coming in August. Now, What If is an animated series, basically just What If? You know, for example, what if Steve Rogers wasn't the first super soldier? You know, what if zombies took over? I think that is an episode. They're going to do the Marvel zombies thing. So very cool. Just a playful episode series. And it's going to be fun to watch, I think. Hopefully. Switching over to DC. Now, there is huge DC news that we'll get to at the end of this that I'm going to have to speculate a lot on. But what we do know, let's get into what we do know before the speculation begins. First off, we know what the Riddler is going to look like in the upcoming The Batman. And very different take. Very, very different take. People are flipping out over the new design of the Riddler. It's definitely more dark and definitely inspired by the Zodiac Killer. I think there's no two ways around that. I dig the look. My main thing is, I don't care so much how the Riddler looks. It's how he acts. Is he still going to act like the Riddler, or is this just kind of Riddler in name only? But the design is definitely cool, definitely creepy, and fits pretty much with the tone of what we've seen so far of the Batman. So keep your eyes open for more of that. Sticking with Batman, they announced today that Batman Caped Crusader, an animated show, is headed our way. That's going to be heading to Cartoon Network and HBO Max. And an amazing team behind this one. It's being brought to us by Bruce Timm, who did Batman the Animated Series, J.J. Abrams, and the Batman director, Matt Reeves. So three really talented people coming together to make this series. I posted the poster that they released on our social media pages. Has a bit of that Batman the Animated Series feel, but the ears, definitely early Batman on the cowl. Year one or earlier kind of vibes with the ears on the cowl. Doesn't look bad, though. I'm definitely digging the art. So looking forward to that. That's not the only animated show that was announced today. They also announced My Adventures with Superman, which is going to be a family-friendly take on the Man of Steel and his adventures with Lois and becoming Metropolis' superhero. And Jack Quaid, who you may know best from The Boys, he is going to be voicing the Man of Steel in this show. So very different. He goes from hunting the supers to being kind of the biggest super of all time, at least in voice acting. But it looks like a fun kid show. The art almost anime style in the picture that I saw, but it should be a fun family-friendly series. And another animated announcement from DC. This one, definitely not family friendly, but they have announced that they're going to make an animated film based on the Injustice video games. If you have never played any of these video games, the storyline is fantastic. Basically, Joker tricks Superman into killing Lois, and Superman goes ballistic and kind of takes over the world. And Batman and a group of other heroes, they're left as the Resistance. Really cool. There's been two games so far. The fact that they're going to turn this into an animated series is just phenomenal. The cutscenes in Injustice, some of the dialogue, some of the writing, so well done. So I'm really hoping that this is all going to be transferred to the animated movie when it comes out. It also brings us a lot of hope for Injustice 3. They're definitely putting money into the Injustice world and franchise, so I think this definitely opens the door for a third game to be headed our way really, really soon, too. So great news on the animated front from DC today. Now, the big news in DC's world really didn't kind of a deal with DC, but it's that Warner Media has merged with Discovery. So the same TV networks that do 90 Day Fiancé and Deadliest Catch and, you know, cooking shows and all these types of things, they have now merged with Warner Media. So in the long run, what does this mean for DC Comics? We don't really know. There's a few different ways it could go. It could, you know, they could put DC on the back burner, or they could really, you know, push DC forward. And based on the early reports, it seems like they're very interested in the IPs that DC has. So it seems like this new merged company is going to try to get as much out of, you know, the established intellectual property that DC Comics presents as possible. You know, basically this means something like King Shark, who we're going to get to see in the Suicide Squad, could host Shark Week. It's like, really, you know, we could have a, you know, cooking show with the Joker. Like, you could, the possibilities are endless at this point. But apparently the guy that they've chosen to basically run this, is his reputation as being way more friendly to the creative process and to the people behind the creative process, more specifically directors. One of the biggest gripes that not only people working on DC projects, but Warner Brothers projects in general over the last little while, but there's been obviously a few very, very blatant cases with DC properties, you know, Justice League, David Ayer's Suicide Squad, where Warner Brothers got involved and basically said, you know, yes, no, you got to cut this, you got to do this, you got to do this to make us happy, that type of thing. Got really involved in the creative process and definitely stymied the films. You know, I mean, if you compare what we saw in the theaters for Justice League compared to Zack Snyder's Justice League, very different movies, very different stories. You know, just from the footage that we saw in trailers that we never got to see in the final cut of David Ayer's Suicide Squad, probably very different movies. So, you know, and then there was also some stuff with Birds of Prey. And so basically the guy that's going to be running this new company that's merged between Warner Media and Discovery, word is he is much more friendly to the creative. So if they just keep going the way they're going, like status quo, that still could be a very positive sign for DC Comics properties going forward, whether it's movies, TV shows, animated stuff, games, whatever it is. If this guy is a more, hey, I just run the place, let the creative people do the creative stuff, I have a feeling that'll work out much better for them. I still think DC, and maybe this new merged company will do this, but I still think they could benefit from an all-overseeing hand. Not one that's going to get involved, but one that's helping plot where all the movies are taking place. Basically the Kevin Feige role, right? He directs some of the movies, he stays out of others, but he's kind of the gatekeeper of where the stories are going. I still think DC could use that, even though they said they're moving away from more connected films, still having a shared universe, but a little bit of a step back as opposed to the massive team-up movies. A nice overseeing hand wouldn't be bad. You know, you got J.J. Abrams in-house now. He's got a lot of experience with franchises and stuff like that. Maybe he's the guy. Maybe J.J., you look at him and you go, hey, can you oversee DC for us? Doesn't mean you have to direct every movie. Doesn't mean you have to produce every movie. But can you oversee the DC film universe for us? Maybe he takes it. Maybe you see if Jim Lee wants that job. There's a bunch of people out there that I think would be super qualified to do that job. And if they all say no, I will gladly do that job. So, yeah, I'm just saying they have options, is all I'm saying. But again, super speculative, but I actually think this is a really, really great move for DC going forward. And I think we're going to see a lot of great DC projects become even greater going forward. And for people that were hoping to restore the Snyderverse, this opens that door a little bit. You know, Zach and Warner Brothers, definitely there was some animosity there that was not a healthy relationship. But now we've got this new company, Warner Media Discovery, whatever they're going to call themselves. Maybe that's a new home and a new, you know, maybe they want to have those discussions with Zack Snyder. So lots of possibilities, but I think overall, as I said, I think it's going to end up being super positive for DC. That will do it for this week's edition of the show. Of course, thank you for listening. Don't forget, follow us on social media, Scotty Mars on Twitter, Scotty Mars Show on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website. Drop me an email there if you'd like, scottymarsmedia.com. And until we chat again, have a great week.